ABC classification principles. When the 80-20 rule of Vilfredo Pareto is applied to inventory management, the result is ABC classification of inventory, also known as ABC analysis, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the classification of a group of items in decreasing order of annual dollar volume, price multiplied by projected volume, or other criteria. This array is then split into three classes called A, B, and C. The A group usually represents 10% to 20% by number of items and 50% to 70% by projected dollar volume. The next grouping, B, usually represents about 20% of the items and about 20% of the dollar volume. The C class contains about 50% of the items and represents about 10% to 30% of the dollar volume. The ABC principle states that effort and money can be saved through applying looser controls to the low dollar volume class items than to the high dollar volume class items. The ABC principle is applicable to inventories, purchasing, and sales. Although the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary definition uses a 70-20/10 split, the actual percentages may differ among users. Exhibit 5-24 shows an ABC classification that uses an 80-15/5 split. Exhibit 5-24, ABC classification in inventory management. Items can be seen as high in value and risk. The greater the inventory's value, the greater the loss if a risk event occurs. The loss for a stock will be significant, for example, if inventory is lost to theft or damage, or if the price at which it can be sold declines significantly. This may occur because of a miscalculation about demand or unforeseen competition or a change in technology that makes the inventory obsolete. ABC inventory analysis is used primarily to determine levels of safety stock to maintain in order to avoid stockouts and critical SKUs, provide appropriate levels of inventory counting. Priority items may be counted more frequently, or automatic counting may be supplemented with manual checks. Locate SKUs in individual warehouses and warehouse networks. Check inventory for perishable items that have expired. Set service level targets.